Man, that song sounds like summertime, doesn't it?
It does. Like windows down in the car, warm outside.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Excited. Game 5 tonight. Knicks, Pacers, baby. And this is their chance. If they win tonight, they're going to be playing the Miami Heat in the next round. Of course, we want to get back the Miami Heat for what they did to us last year.
They're going
to
do it. I have a lot of faith
in those
guys.
And somebody that's been helping us lead us to a lot of victories, the guy in the middle of the floor handling his business, number 55, Roy Hibbert.
The big man.
He's going to join the show. Usually, they call in, but we're actually supposed to call him. That's what he wanted us to do. So we're calling Roy Hibbert right now to talk to Roy Hibbert.
Let's do it.
Is this really his ringtone?
How you guys doing?
Roy, we're actually doing great. We're just loving your classical music.
I had no idea you're such a classical fan.
You know, I like my Mozart, my Bach. You know, everything like that, you know.
I like it. Well, speaking of music, what do you have to listen to before a game? Or, like, what is that one song that just gets you pumped before you go out?
Kanye West, Cruel Summer, CD. I mean, all the tracks on that. I mean, it basically gets me pumped up and everything like that. You know, the song, what's it called again? It's like, what the person is saying, but it gets me so pumped.
Roy Hibbert with us from the Indiana Pacers. Not only is he a great basketball player, but if you don't follow him on Twitter, he's also a great tweeter as well.
Yeah, and picture taker. So, Roy, there's two pictures in particular that have a lot of buzz on Twitter. Can you explain what those are about?
I mean, I was in New York in a cab driving. We were going to dinner and meeting up with Tal Hansborough and some friends. And I pull up and I see this young woman, like, in between two cars, and are like, obviously, I wouldn't take a picture if something was, like, seriously wrong. I wouldn't be a douche, you know, or whatever like that. But it's, like, the look on her face was just, like, she was smiling, and she was, like she began taking a poop. And I obviously, I'm not going to, like, tweet the picture of the toad poking its head out the shell. But, you know, she was in the process of, so.
Hold on a second. Roy, are you telling us right now, you're admitting to taking a picture of a girl then tweeting of her pooping?
She was pooping in the middle of the street at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. So, I mean, like, and her friends were there, like, watching her do it, you know. So, it's weird, but, you know, that's life. And then last night, I'm in Moe's, and all of a sudden I see a big gathering of people, and I go by the window, and somebody's just walking down the street with a goat, and it's just, and literally, like, there's a goat outside of Moe's, you know, so I had to take a picture of it, you know, so, I mean, I would have loved to get a picture with the goat, but, my food was coming out, and I don't like my food.
Well, I mean, taking a picture of the goat's way less awkward than asking the girl on the side of the road for a picture with her, so that's good.
I just want to know, why was there a goat in downtown Indy last night?
I mean, that's the question, right?
That is a really good question.
Why was there
a goat downtown?
Mysteries.
More with Roy Hibbert coming up in 7 minutes.